Volunteers load coal to give pensioners struggling to stay warm in Ukraine's brutal winter cold. The men are Tatars, a Turkic ethnic group who have lived in Crimea for centuries. Tens of thousands left when Russian troops illegally annexed the peninsula in 2014. They are worried about increasing tension between Ukraine and Russia.
We're especially worried about our women, children and elderly if there is a war, because we have nowhere to take them. We're trying to provide for them and reassure them as much as we can.
The men have delivered coal to 81-year-old Azima. She, her family and an estimated 190,000 Tatars were deported from Crimea during Stalin's purges of his opponents in 1944.
I want to ask President Putin, why do you need to occupy these foreign lands? How can you take over our land and torment us like this? Around 80% of this town have pro-Russian views. There is no open animosity between us, but you can sense it.
Crimea is just a few kilometers across the water behind me. Now, since Russia illegally annexed the peninsula in 2014, it's estimated that as many as 140,000 Ukrainians have left, many of them ethnic Crimean Tatars, who say they fled persecution in their ancestral land. In the market, no one would talk to us on camera about their support for Russia. But this lady said she felt great affiliation with the country, its language and culture. If people chose Crimea to be part of Russia, she said, then let them be. The mosque was built in 2002 for the Tatar community. Inside, men gather for prayers. Hussein Toklu says he will never accept Russian rule in Crimea.
When Russia annexed Crimea, between 10 to 40,000 Tatars fled because of political and religious pressure and the lack of freedom of speech. They left behind their homes and property and have had to start life again. Not only Tatars, but all Ukrainians live in perpetual uncertainty. Everyone is talking about a potential war.
Azima says she isn't strong enough to visit family who still live in Crimea. And she fears for both Ukrainians and Russians if a solution to the crisis between the two countries isn't found. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Novo Alexeyevka, southern Ukraine.